Introduction. Prologue. Two men sit, exchanging conversation over coffee, in an observatory of the Swiss Alps, on a seemingly normal evening of stargazing. Suddenly, a motion detector on the telescope alerts them of an unidentified passing body in the distant constellation of Sagittarius, located in the center and western portions of the Milky Way. It is the first discovery of a new planet in this heavily studied sector of deep space, and for the two ever-vigilant scientists, a major career breakthrough. The planet is quickly named Mia 911. Dispensation of appropriate notifications, news releases, and second-party validation to confirm the sighting and ensure the scientific community as well as the general public that the find is no hoax is soon forthcoming. Peter Reuter's planet Mia 911 is then sent in the form of data to a private deep space monitoring laboratory with a primary interest in planets or planetoids that possess Earth-like qualities. The company, Aerospace Deep Space Consortium Incorporated, has as its main mission to find proof of life in the vastness of the universe. Extraterrestrial life. The opportunity offered by Mia 911 becomes more and more the possible missing link in the determination of life existing beyond the stars of the Milky Way. All that is known about Mia 911 Rogue is fed into the supercomputers to be analyzed. In the meantime, further observation and tracking of the planet turn up a second exciting possibility. Much more out of coincidence than of device, an old Earth probe satellite space laboratory is found in the same area of space as the rogue planet itself. The space lab, known as Skyview, was lost 30 years ago on the rim of the galaxy. J.T. Heath, the owner of the consortium, seeks the old schematics of the Skyview lab out of the archives and found he is the one who now owns the rights for the use of the lost probe. It was a conglomeration of the then newly formed consortium and its founder, and the old rights bought out from a less successful venture firm then known as Space 2K. He is 43 years old and has spent the last two decades of his life trying to explain life in the universe by the trial and error of scientific procedure. Tammy, his younger wife of 35, constantly tries to convince him to retire early while he is ahead and pursue the search for a family with her instead. Heath decides to go ahead with plans to use his scientific team to reanimate the Skyview and land the unused rover unit on board to explore Mia 911, which is found to be only 3 solar days away from the dead in space satellite unit.